Today we'll be doing the 19th paragraph in the third mamar. Al pi poshut adavar hukach. Ritzon Hashem hu, shenavdeyu babechira shenivchar mirtzoninu, esatov velo esara. Right, the simple thing is, right, Hashem's will is that we should willingly serve Hashem, and we should only do that which is good and not that which is evil. If this world was like the other three worlds where Hashem's essence was revealed to everyone, then no one would ever do an avira. So Hashem specifically constricted his presence and hid himself from this world so that people have bechira, people have the ability to decide what they want to do. But again, a person should still choose to do that which is right. Hashem created the Yetzer Hara to try and get us to do evil. But the intent of the Yetzer Hara is good, is that you're supposed to not listen to it and get schar for not listening to it. So the evil which is hidden and the Yetzer Hara as well, in their essence they're really good, it's just on the outside they look bad. They appear to be bad. Because of the sin of Adam HaRishon and the sin of every person since then who has done the opposite of what Hashem wanted. So because of all of the sins that have happened since the times of Adam HaRishon, so the Sitra Achra has become from something which in its essence is good but looks bad on the outside to something which is fundamentally bad. Actually, to the point that in the future this evil that's been added to the Sitra Achra, Ya'avir Hashem, the Yishchar Eschelek HaYitzer Hara Hazeh, Hashem will remove and slaughter that portion of the Sitra Achra, V'rakatov Shebo Yisal, and all that will remain is the good section. L'chein HaSitra Achra V'HaYitzer Hara Shenis Vasvu, Kol Ta'avasam L'Hastir Asor Hashem, V'Lir Dofes HaYitzer Yisrael Megales Oro Yisparach. So the intent of this additional evil layer that's been added to the Sitra Achra is to increase our tivus and to prevent us from uncovering Hashem's presence. So L'famim Hosem Es Ma'aseya B'davar Midivrei Ha'olam V'Lefamim Ha'idei Uma V'Umas Olam Chas V'Shalom La'anos Es Yisrael V'Yoseres Ha'uvdei Hashem V'Sonei Yisrael Sonei Hashem Hima. That the intention is that it's getting us to try and do things from this world or from the other nations of the world that of people who hate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're trying to prevent us from uncovering Hashem's glory in this world. The more that we add to this hiddenness of Hashem, the more we cover up Hashem's presence and the more the Sitra Achra wins out. Our whole goal is to try and purify these things and to elevate Hashem's status in this world. These are all uncovering the aspect of Malchus within Hashem. He nikris Mara Bazor HaKadosh, that's what the Zohar refers to as a mirror. Shekol Maros HaKodesh V'nitzotos Ila Iyos HaMisros Ba'isha Yisraeli U'misorel Ayadon Le'ahava Le'yirah L'shira V'chulu Kulan Bahin Mitzros Ki Hizgalus Kedushas Hashem B'nishmas Yisrael Ba'afanim Halalu Hin Maros HaKodesh. These aspects are like a mirror that show us what HaKadosh Baruch Hu's true essence is. We'll stop here for now, and we'll pick up with the 20th paragraph tomorrow.